From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Steve Hughes and Robert Gabbin are reporting for the Times Union. Albany City officials are asking people to avoid the downtown area on January 17th and 20th in preparation for possible protests near the Capitol. During a news conference January 14th, Mayor Kathy Sheehan said there was currently no credible threat against the city. Authorities do not expect anything on a, and I quote, massive scale, end quote, she said. She went on to say, and I quote, "This is a city of protest. This is the state capitol. We are used to hosting protests, and we are prepared to be ready if protesters do come on Sunday or again on Wednesday," end quote. Right-wing activists have pushed for armed protest in every state capital and Washington, D.C. to protest President-elect Joseph Biden's election as well as his January 20th inauguration. Thomas Relford, the special agent in charge for the Albany Division of the FBI, said, and I quote, "At this point in time, the FBI has not received any specific threat to the New York or Vermont state capitol or other government buildings in our area," end quote. Relford said the office would still maintain a heightened posture between now and the inauguration. Sheehan asked those who disagree with any protesters to stay home and not show up for a counter-protest. Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins said, and I quote, "The takeaway for the Albany community at this point is that we will likely have an increase in activity on Sunday as well as Wednesday. We're encouraging our residents and our visitors to avoid the downtown area on those days," end quote. Early Thursday, a banner promoting a white nationalist hate group appeared on Interstate 90 near the Londonville and Arbor Hill exit. It was removed the same day by law enforcement. Relford urged anyone with tips or information about suspected violence or criminal activity to call 1-800-CALL-FBI. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Murrell announced the closure of the county building located at 560 Warren Street on Friday, January 15th, and I quote, "in an abundance of caution," end quote, due to a possible COVID-19 exposure. The building houses the offices of the Columbia County Clerk, Department of Motor Vehicles, and the Real Property Department. Murrell said in a statement, and I quote, "A thorough cleaning by facilities department staff will be conducted and staff has been directed to work from home accordingly," end quote. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. A state-run mass vaccination site at the University at Albany opened at 8 a.m. Friday, January 15th. Only those who make an appointment in advance will be given a vaccine at the site, says Patrick Murphy, commissioner of the State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services. To get a COVID-19 vaccination, call the state's vaccination hotline at 1-833-NYS-4-VAX. That's 1-833-697-4829. Or go online to the state health department's Am I Eligible website. Unlike the COVID-19 test site on campus, the vaccination site does not operate as a drive-through. Individuals exit their vehicles and receive their shots inside a nearby tent where they are asked to wait for a short observation period after receiving the shot. Murphy said the UAlbany site is currently administering the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, but that may change as supply changes. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News is reporting Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, January 14th, signed a local emergency order temporarily capping service fees charged by third-party food delivery companies to no more than 15% of the cost of the food order. Third-party food delivery companies such as Grubhub and DoorDash offer apps for ordering food online, giving customers a convenient way to have food delivered. Molinaro noted the fee structure used by these companies can be as much as 30% for delivery, and their fees are cutting into restaurants' profits during a difficult time for the food service industry. The Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce opposes the order. Chamber President Frank Castella Jr. said, and I quote, "The government has no right interjecting in price capping a market without first addressing the real issue that could be better regulated and have a much better impact on the businesses that need relief," end quote. Chamber argues that individual restaurants should have the option of passing the service fee on to the customer. County Legislature Assistant Minority Leader Nick Page said, and I quote, "I applaud the county executive for enacting my caucus initiative to prioritize the survival of local restaurants in their times of crisis," end quote. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.